Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Mohsen Saleh, who is a professor at the Lebanese University, who's joining us now from Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. And firstly, I wanted to ask you about why exactly the March 14th coalition is trying to sow a discord and a strife in the country.
Well, first of all, 14th of March showed that they are not up to the responsibilities of leading the country. They accused Syria and they accused Hezbollah, while al-Hassan was an enemy of Israel and its nets collaborators in Lebanon. He really discovered many spies for Israel in Lebanon. That's why 14th of March made a big mistake by accusing Syria and Hezbollah and the government, the cabinet, and Miqati, and the president, and all the figures in the country. That's why I guess this step yesterday accused of blaming them of bringing a chaos to the country. That's why they lost the battle instead of uniting the Lebanese against the Israelis and the Americans who intervened in Lebanon from 2004 till now.
Well, Professor, you know, many have said that Israel is behind this blast that occurred in Beirut, and secondly, that Israel wants to create this sort of strife and divisions in Beirut and throughout Lebanon. Do you believe that the March 14th coalition is then playing along Israel's hands?
Well, absolutely. Knowing or not knowing, they are doing this kind of political behavior in Lebanon. They are destroying the stability in Lebanon by doing this kind of attack against the cabinet, against the center of the cabinet in downtown of Beirut, and also accusing some parts of the Lebanese by telling them you should participate in this occasion, while they are accusing them of killing Wissam al-Hassan. You could not do National Day without bringing all the Lebanese against one enemy. Israel is the only enemy of the Lebanese, whether the people of the 14th of March, of 8th of March, and all the others even in the middle. That's why I guess the 14th of March are playing into the Israelis' interest by accusing at least 60% of the Lebanese and disregarding them from this whole operation instead of bringing them into this occasion, this really sorry occasion and sad occasion.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Professor Mohsen Saleh of the Lebanese University speaking to us live from Beirut. Professor, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.